2003, I came back from Addis Ababa Airport. This bag was containing some document inside which I didn't know and where it's going to lead me. If you see on the side here, it says May 12th, where I started coming from there. And I kept this bag for almost 17 years. My trip was scheduled from Saskatoon to leave on April 18, 8:06 in the morning. And the day I was leaving, I was phoned by Air Canada to leave on Saturday instead of Sunday, due to the time schedule of Saskatoon and Toronto. And at night when I landed there, I kind of needed the bag though. I looked, the bag is better than looking on the screen. I just looked around, I don't know where to go. I was on the third floor, and I thought the bag must be good because bag led me to Frankfurt, Toronto, and Saskatoon. It's my destination. And so I'm still keeping this bag so I can know where bag brought me. And it's a blessing to be here. Friends and family of Westgate Alliance Church, God is good. Before I get my plane ticket, I text Pastor Frank. Hey, Pastor Frank, I want to go to Africa to see those whom I left or separated during the war, fleeing of the war. I just went to Africa as he was been talking earlier, because there is a lot of people in Ethiopia. And do you know, do you want to hear what Pastor Frank said to me? He said, fantastic. Maybe my trip will bring about the change to I myself or to the community. And what I realized he was saying here is happened there. It's not happened here. He predicted my trip. He said, pass my greeting to the churches and the Christian. When I went from here, I took 2 days in Addis Ababa, and then I flew out to the region, West region, close to South Sudan, not very far, 50 kilometers. And even some people can walk from there to the refugee camp. In the airport, the West region I landed, those who received me, they are from different tribes. Some from Congo, I don't know them. And some from North Sudan. And from there, we went to the camp. The camp is 50 kilometers from Asosa, the region called Asosa. Maybe you will see later when they received me at the camp entrance. I found a group of youth and children are waiting for me there. And even for us, the salam that I took from here, for the churches, and to the Christian in the refugee camp, is come back to us as an invitation for us to see them. They want us to see them. And when I told them, 3 churches was gathered together to hear what I brought for them. They wanted to hear more and more. I stayed with them 3 weeks, and 3 weeks to them is not enough. We celebrated 7 times. We celebrated many different locations. And one region has 4 refugee camps. The camp that I left has 11,000. And the new one has 14,000. And there are two more. I didn't go to them because it is on the other side of the region. Before I left from here, I talked to my brother in South Sudan. They walked from there to Ethiopia. If somebody have to walk from there, it's not very far. Just the protection of the camp that you will be grounded in one place, like you don't have to go anywhere. I believe when I came here in 2004, I was being interviewed by TV journalists, come to my house, apartment in Appleby. And this morning I was looking at the paper with my photo on it. Maybe some people went through and read it, 2004, I don't know. And when I'm coming back, I thought maybe I can call the journalist at airport to talk about Westgate, what it was been, God was been doing to them, and God was been blessed me to be here. I've been here since I came. I never moved from here. Even though I moved to Musa, and I came back again. One thing I want you to know, the church was facing the difficulties of the grass to rebuild the roofs. When I went from here, I found three churches is having a problem of finding grass and bamboo to build the roofs. It is a blessing what God has been doing. I didn't know that I would have to go there. I don't know why I went there. From Westgate, I took something which is help them to build the churches. Pastor Frank gave me something. He said, take this as a gift or to the Christian and churches. And I went there, I gave this money to them so that they built the roofs. With the host community, the living is very difficult. You don't have to go outside and cut the tree or cut the bamboo by yourself, or you will be bitten. Somebody was been get hurt. They bit it with what is called fungus and taken to the hospital. God is doing something there. And I was blessed in a way that I don't know. Where I live, early in the morning around 6, people will be surrounding me until 10 o'clock. And then everybody will go. And then in the morning, they will come there. I took a lot of pictures. Even when I was giving the USB to be played, I don't know which one to be played and which one is not to be played. Because there is a long list, a lot of things in there. Maybe you will see later. I just told them just to make it very short because it's too much. And even I didn't arrange them in order. I just put them randomly so that they can come up in a way that I don't know. Through you, through Westgate, through Alliance, I was been blessed to be here. And people there, through what was been sent from here, God is doing something. The things have changed in a way that I could. I just said I just want to go and visit my family and friends, those whom I left. But when I went there, the things is changed. Things is changed in a way that I don't know. They even want me to stay there, not to come here. I said, no, I have family there to go and see. They need my support. They want you to see you. I remember 3 weeks ago, pastor from North Burford was been standing here. And he challenged us. He's saying that he's going to Nairobi. And I went in Ethiopia. I looked at this way. Nairobi is on the south. And I call. I get a call from Nairobi. I get a call from South Sudan. I get a call from North Sudan. I'm supposed to go up to North Sudan. But I found the need was too high. The need was too high. And there is no way for me to go there. But one thing which I didn't to be communicate with you here is very hard. They are controlling everything. I text, something cannot go out. I try to text, I try to email, nothing is going out. They want me to go a system according to the system that is in their computer there. Even I went to computer place, it doesn't work. I think this is a time for us, if you are ready to go out, you will think of going out and go and see them. Not only Ethiopia, you can go anywhere. As it was mentioned earlier. A group of women in the church, the women themselves make a party for me. The women make a party. And I celebrated with them. And I told them that I will go back and take your greeting to the church. The church that I was part of, I don't know if it's in Ethiopia or not, I don't know. In two refugees camp, there is about 16 churches, different churches, but there's about six church, one denomination, which works with SIM. They went to South Sudan and now they came back because there is a conflict in South Sudan. They came back again. And even those who are leading the church, there is no any faith for them. They work with the organization to support their family. If you are leading the church, you have to find a different job to support your family. So I think I can stop from here. And we keep praying for them. And we can think if we are ready to see them. God bless. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Simon. I guess we're not doing a video. Sorry, technical difficulties. Please stand with us and let's spend a little more time in worshiping through song this morning and just, again, praying about where God wants you to help in the missions.
You are holy, and all will Good morning. There should be two other guys up here with me, but they grow feathers when it comes to speaking in public. Well, it's a good thing some chickens can fly. Darcy, you're a great pilot, even though the first trip it took us three passes at Arvid before we found the airport, before we found the landing strip. Anyway, just kidding. It was ceiling was rather low that day. After five trips to Africa, two trips to Mexico, I finally got to go to Arvid. 12 years ago, I was at the commissioning of Brad and Jackie in Winnipeg. So this was a trip that I had been looking forward to for a while. first trip was with Marie Laverne, Rylan, Grant, and Darcy. Of course, he did the flying. So anyway, we went there. We had a list of things to do, but then more things came up as we were there. One of the big things was replacing the window in the church. Another one, all of a sudden, we were redoing plumbing in a complete house that when it had blown the door open on the house, and all of water lines and things had frozen. So that was an extra. Just a list of things we did: replace the exterior doors, put cabinets in the Sunday school room, fix the plumbing in the church so they wouldn't be smelling it the whole time when they were unloading, extending the platform in the church. The one thing that Grant really loved was our shopping trips to Canadian Tire. And we found so much stuff at Canadian Tire. Even the about half the material for the window we found at the Canadian Tire. Now, how many of you have been there? Who knows what Canadian Tire is? Grant knows. Canadian Tire is the dump. There is more stuff in the dump than our Canadian Tire. So most of the plumbing supplies were found at the dump. Some of them had never been used. When you get up there and you take loads of supplies to do projects up there, and you have extra, where does it go? To the dump. So it was all brand new supplies that we were finding there. One of the things that I wanted to do more of that I didn't get to do, but I did a little bit, was connect with some of the local guys. And when I was building the window up there, we were able to connect with some of the older gentlemen. One guy had to help at the church because that was his community duty that he had to do, that the courts had told him he had to help us. He did some painting and stuff like that for us. They also extended the platform in the church. Did we change oils on the truck that time? The first time? I can't remember. We changed oils several times. Finding workers up there that will do the job properly is sometimes difficult, although with maybe some a little more training that might change. Trying to understand the culture, that's a big one. After being to Africa and Mexico, this is altogether different. I saw people that were had very, very, very little self-esteem. Trying to encourage them to having a discussion at the table with, everybody knows Thomas. If you've been there, everybody knows Thomas. And talking to him about his kids, and I says, you can't talk to you about your kids like that. You've got to love them. God created them exactly like they are. You don't, and God doesn't create junk. So that kind of made him a little quiet. But anyway, so discussions at the table were interesting. And this whole idea that because I'm old, they respected me. Like, that's weird. That doesn't happen around here. As long as you're the oldest person, you're the most highly respected in the group. And I'm pretty old, so I was pretty highly respected. Anyway. So, and then connecting with the kids and with Brad and Jackie, trying to be an encouragement to them. Our second trip was Darcy, his dad, and myself, and we went, it was Thanksgiving. And we went there to do some service work on the truck again. And I went there to take a look at the roof of the building because it leaked like a sieve. Well, it didn't leak like a sieve. I shouldn't say that. In spring, it leaked because all the frost from the winter had collected on the inside of the tin roof. And then as soon as the sun hit, frost melted and had nowhere to go but straight down into the building. And so it leaked pretty bad, and so we were trying to figure out ways to fix the roof. And so I went there to look at the roof, and Darcy's dad did the oil change, no, power steering pump, power steering line on the truck, and then tried to blow themselves up. Working on the quad, they lit the place up pretty good. I understand. I wasn't there. I had gone back into the church, and I understand they had quite a fire going in there with a fuel tank open, and so it got a little interesting. And we know, we see so many times when God's hand is there, and God's hand definitely had to have been there. Or else we wouldn't be, or else I'd still be up there. Darcy wouldn't have been flying home. So, anyway. Then we had Thanksgiving together. Now, I love caribou stew. So when I saw them bring the hind quarter of a caribou into the building, I thought, great, caribou stew for Thanksgiving. And then we had the Thanksgiving dinner, and I said, didn't see any caribou stew. So what happened to that hind quarter of caribou? They all had their little knives, carve off a piece and eat it raw. They didn't cook that thing at all. And I said, man, I would love to try that because I like my steaks blue rare. So that would have been pretty close to the same. So I would have loved to try that, but it was gone before I got a chance to get any of it. And then this is where Darcy and Grant come in. They went up in 2017 to clean up a mess. And it was an environmental thing. Diesel fuel had spilled all over the ground, and so the environmentalists, they said, you guys got to clean this thing up. And of course, thinking like it was like every other yard, it was only going to be 4 or 5 bags. But here, it ended up being 40 bags. And it was informed last night after talking to Jackie for 45 minutes on the phone that the reason there were 40 bags, the fuel line that goes from the bay to the storage where they store the fuel in Arviat, goes right through their property. And the way they could tell that the fuel tanks are full in town was when one of the seams would blow and the diesel fuel would spray out of onto their property. And Darcy didn't even know that yet. Anyway, they just discovered that. Now, because there are 40 bags, the town is not going to take care of them, whereas if there were 5 bags, the town would take care of those. So now it's up to Brad to get rid of these bags. So now he's going after the guys that are responsible for doing the spilling all these years ago. But it is massive. I think you've seen some pictures. There are bags of stuff all over the place. Now, as I'm talking, with every project that we do, I don't know who was helping Brad or Grant and Darcy, But Grant was saying that there were two young men there, or older men, that were helping them as they were, did the cleanup. The same as with us. Like any time we were trying to include local guys. When we went up again, of course, then this is another one. The Christmas 2016, their house had been broken into and a window got broken. So Grant and Darcy filled in the window and closed it up so that at least the nice cold wind wouldn't get in. So the last time, this time when I went up I'm trying to go through, I can't read my own writing. Yeah, we finished that page. That's good. We haven't up to 15 minutes yet. Anyway, 2018, Darcy and I went up for a really, really short trip. Like, we left Wednesday morning and got back Saturday afternoon. But for some reason, I think God was with us the whole time, because we got the things that were needed to be done, we got them done. Changing oil on generator, quad, truck, changed the battery in the truck, straightened the door on the garage, wind had taken it and bent the hinges. All these things got done with help of Andrew and Randy. I had a chance. Darcy had the truck apart, so I couldn't drive anywhere. And so I had a chance to walk with Randy to the lumberyard. Now, Darcy thought I was too old or something. He thought that was a long trip, so he didn't think I should be walk that far, but it wasn't bad. It was only like 2 kilometers. And so we had took about 35, 40 minutes, and I got to know Randy pretty good. And pretty, you know, a hard worker. Is one of the few guys I found that didn't suffer from low self-esteem. Whereas Andrew, on the other hand, was very quiet, had a hard time looking you in the eye. And but very, very smart. According to Jackie, he's incredibly intelligent, and that he often does the translating for them in their church from their language to English. What did we do that last trip? Repaired the fuel line going in again, changed, put valves in, put caps on, went to Canadian Tire again, found a seal for the top of the tank and the gauge, all these things. Now, some of you have been on the prayer chain, and you got a note about a blood sacrifice that was done this past weekend. Just over a week ago. It caused some concern there. And I will explain what it is. It was a young man. He was schizophrenic. He'd been off his meds for 9 months. They put him on full meds. And the shaman got a hold of him and told him he should cut off his finger and throw it at the church. So that was the blood sacrifice. That was, since then, according to Jackie, his mom is on the board of the church. since then, he has back on his meds completely, and everything is going well. So, but there's still prayer needed in that area. This past summer, there was a man that was mauled by a bear and killed. He had three kids, young kids, about the same age as Brad and Jackie's kids. His wife got inebriated one night and was driving and ran over another kid and killed him. And so that trial has been going on, and that has been something that has caused some real problems even in their family, because Jordan was friends with one of the boys in that family. So when the trial starts, then of course the whole school is affected. So there's prayer needed for that family. The trial is over, they end up, there's three kids, no parents. The families around there are close to them, so they will be taken care of. Now, I got the next line I've got is politics. And we were not quite sure when Jackie sent us an email about the fact that her job was in jeopardy and stuff like that. We thought it had to do with the funding for the daycare. But that wasn't quite right. It had to do with the fact that the school board was trying to get all the white teachers and anyone that wasn't native to the village banned from working in the school. And so they found that they would have had virtually nobody left if they didn't have any white teachers and it was especially, it wasn't so much the white people as it was Asians that were coming into the community that they were against. And then funding changes. Like they're, right now when you go to the store, you pay almost the same price for milk there or bread or all the essentials as you do here. And that's because the government gives them a grant to cover the difference. But they have a committee that handles that. And now there's been some changes in the government. And the whole committee has resigned. So they have no one to represent them for funding for their essentials. So that's something that we need to be in prayer about, because if they have to start paying what the prices that it actually costs them to get it up there, it's going to be ridiculous. Be like pop, you know, like $20 a case instead of $4. You know, like we pay here. But anyway, pop isn't essential. That's it. I'm looking at Grant because we did go through a little bit when we were up there. Rail lines. We hear the rail line is going to be repaired by November, which means the barges can go, which means they can get proper supplies in again. Yes, these are some of the prayer requests I had. And the one was for the prayer for the family that of the bear that was of the man that was mauled, and again for the rail line because they're not sure if that's going to still be done. I understand that they've actually sent a train through, but it was very small, and they had a lot more work to do. The politics up there is crazy. We need to spend time in prayer. We need to pray for people. Like, everybody's been praying for Patrick. Everybody knows Patrick. The suicide rate up there is high, very high. Need to find a way to encourage these people to let them know that how much God really loves them, that they really, really are important, that there's really... their self-esteem isn't, like, I hate the word self-esteem in personally, but because to me it's God esteem. It's the way God sees us that we need to instill in these people. Because if we're looking at self-esteem that comes from within, and if there's nothing there, there's nothing there. But if we understand how much God loves us, then we can be an encouragement to them. Didn't have much time to do much touristy things this last time. Would have loved to have taken a little more time to get to know some more of the people. But we need to keep on praying for them. They were going to be there when Brad and Jackie were going to be there for 2 years when they first started. They're working on 12 now. Everybody knows they've adopted Caitlin. That adoption isn't completely through yet, I gather. Is Brooklyn. I keep forgetting their names. Jordan and... Logan. That's right. Anyway, so they all need prayer. They're still in a community where they can be affected with... by the what is going on around them, and so they all need prayer for protection. Thank you once again for this chance to share with you.